One of the important issues with Hilchot Tefillin is making sure that you put Tefillin on the correct arm. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kaf Zayin Se'if Aleph says that you put Tefillin on the left arm. So the Gemara in Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph suggests a number of sources for this din that the Tefillin goes on the left hand. One possibility is the fact that the Pasuk says, Ukshatam Lo'ot Al Yadecha, you shall tie them as a sign on your hand. And the Gemara establishes that, generally speaking, when the Torah just says Yad, it's referring to the left hand, because whenever Tanakh is referring to the right hand, it refers to it specifically as Yamin. And therefore, we can assume here that the Tefillin go on the left hand. Another possibility is that the Torah says, Ukshatam Lo'ot Al Yadecha, Vayu Lo'ot Afot Be'inecha, Uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha visharecha. So the keshira, the tying of the tefillin, is compared to the kativa, the writing of mezuzot. And just as you write with your right hand, so you should also tie the tefillin with your right hand, which means they need to go on the left hand. And the third drasha is in the parasha of tefillin at the end of parashat Bo, where it says, Vayal ot al yadecha, it shall be as a sign on your hand. The word Yadcha is spelt with a hey at the end, and Chazal darshan that as Yad Kahay, it should be a sign on your weaker hand. So those are three drashot in the Gemara, which indicate that the tefillin go on the left hand. Now the Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that an Iter Yad, a left-handed person, they put their tefillin on their left hand, which is what normatively would be called the right hand. So they put their tefillin on everybody's right hand, which for them is the left hand, as it were. And also that a person who's ambidextrous, they put their tefillin on the left hand like most regular people would do. So we've got three situations. A right-handed person puts his tefillin on the left hand, a left-handed person puts their tefillin on the right hand, and an ambidextrous person also puts on the left hand. Now the Shulchan Aruch discuss, and the Rishonim discuss, the case of a person who writes with one hand but does everything else with their other hand. So for example, they write with their right hand and they do everything else with their left hand. So are they regarded, as far as this is concerned, as being right-handed or left-handed? So it's a machloket rishonim, according to the Rosh, and this is the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kaf Zayin Se'if Vav, we're interested in which is the weaker hand. The weaker hand is the one that you don't do your malacha with, and that's the hand that you put your tefillin on. We're not interested in what hand that you write with. According to the Rosh, the main drasha in the Gemara is the drasha of Yadcha Yad Kahei, the weaker hand. However, according to the Tur and other Rishonim, no, the main drasha in the Gemara is the Ukshartam Uchatavtam drasha, i.e. you put tefillin on the hand that you don't write with. And that's the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. And according to the Rama says, V'hachi nahug, this is the minhag, like the second opinion. Now, how we paskin in practice is actually the point of a great deal of discussion amongst the Achronim. There are a number of Achronim who paskin very straightforwardly, like the Shulchan Aruch, or like the Rama says, V'hachi nahug. That's the view of the Magen Abraham. It seems to be the view of the Mishnah Berurah as well. It's also the view of Rav Ovadia Yosef that the main psak of the Shulchan Aruch is the second opinion. However, there are a number of Achronim who say that in actual fact the primary halacha is in accordance on this occasion with the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, and we disregard the Hachi Nahug, which interestingly isn't introduced with the words Haga, indicating clearly that it's from the Rama, but it's written just in brackets, so it might have been put in by some printer or some scribe rather than actually being what the Rama said. And the Vilna Gaon and the Aruch HaShulchan say that we paskin like the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which is that we're actually only interested in which is the weaker hand, and that's the hand that the tefillin go on. Rav Ovadia Yosef actually is of the opinion that even though the main halacha Well, essentially, we paskin like the second opinion, which is we're interested in the hand that you don't write with. Nevertheless, seeing as this is a Safek Doraita, he says it's good practice that after the tefillah, one should then take the tefillin off and put them on the other hand. So just to make sure that you've fulfilled all the dayot there as far as that is concerned. The Bach is of a third opinion, and the Bach is of the opinion that we're interested in the hand that you write with, i.e. that's the second opinion in the Gemara, but we're only interested in that in a case where you don't do all your work with the other hand. So it might be a person writes with their right hand and does most of their activities with their left hand, but not all of their activities with their left hand. Or what if they do most of their activities with their left hand and write with their left hand? So in that case, you would put your tefillin on your right hand. But otherwise, if you do all your activities with your left hand, but you write with your right hand, then we'd be interested actually in what you do your activities with, rather than be interested in what you write with. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vozna, says that in the case of, if we paskin like the Rama, that we're interested in the hand that you write with, and you put your tefillin on the other hand, what if the hand that you write with is so weak that you actually can't tie the tefillin on? So then, sorry, the hand that you don't write with is so weak that you can't tie the tefillin on, so then, no, I'm mistaken. What if the hand that you write with is so weak that you can't tie the tefillin on? So then you would obviously put the tefillin onto the hand that you with the hand that you write with, which is a stronger hand. It's worth noting in conclusion that some of the Achronim bring down the view of the Arizal, who said that even a left-handed person should lay tefillin on their left hand like everybody else. That's not normative halacha. Nevertheless, the Kaf HaChaim says that after tefillah, one should, in private, put the tefillin onto the left hand in such a case to fulfil the view of the Arizal. But I'm not aware that that's widely practiced. Ad kan.